careful with that.
Hassan, I can't believe that your master is willing to part with all of these most extraordinary pieces of art and furnishings. It's just terrible that he is selling everything he owns. He has the most lucrative practice of all magi.
You, have you bought this? Have you paid for this?
Sarif, why is Amir doing this? Why?
It's the final sign. I knew we were right. As you well know, the four of us, as faithful members of the Magi, have determined that the ancient books of Hebrew prophecy can be used to foretell the future. And the highest knowledge, so to speak, is the study of the stars. Don't you agree?
Well, I would...
Master, I have an offer of 700 shekels for the gold tea dispenser from Babylon.
I paid 1,000. Tell them that 850 is my lowest price.
Got it.
Theus, you're the one who taught me in the ways of the ancient writings and the study of astronomy. Come now, this is proof.
It's just that this...
Rejoice, my brothers. The prophecy is fulfilled. The star has appeared just as I predicted. And the appearance of the star confirms the birth of a king who will rule the entire world.
It is a most unusual star.
Don't you understand? A king whose influence will reach the entire world. Which is a sphere, by the way. It's not flat.
Your search for truth is often obscured by your arrogance.
Please, let us not get into even more disagreement. Now, Amir, perhaps this is a time to slow down a bit, to commit to more research.
No, there's no time for further study. The other three believers left 2 days ago. Hassan and I need to leave immediately just to catch up with them.
All those impetuous Persians.
Yes, they are members of the Persian sect, and they are hungry for knowledge.
And you're saying we're not?
Don't misunderstand me or take offense, Atheus. But our sect is known for being...
set in our ways. There's nothing wrong with that.
Father, as chief of our sect, won't you please make them see?
See? Yes, we can all see the star, my son.
But the Hebrew writings and the significance of this heavenly star.
Of course, I understand your excitement. The Persian magi and their passion for predicting future events. Well, they're...
impetuous, sir.
Yes, one could characterize them as such.
There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall arise in Israel. Father, I need to leave immediately and join the others in the quest for this new king.
Here they are, Master, as you instructed.
Thank you, Hassan. Now go and prepare what remains of my things.
Yes, Master?
You plan to go searching for this king? Is that why you've sold all of your possessions?
That is precisely why. And I will show my reverence for this new king by giving all that I have, which I've converted into precious coins and gems, especially this pearl of greatest price, which I will not let out of my sight until I place it in the hands of the new king. We will find him in Israel, and I'm convinced that he will arise in Jerusalem.
That entire region has been overrun by Rome. Will this new king be a Caesar? Is that what you and the other three believe?
No, I don't think so.
But Amir, you have worked so very hard to reach the pinnacle of success here. Your work as a physician and your skill, your wisdom, it rivals your father's, and you are set to be the ruler of us magi. Perhaps it would be better if you take your money and keep it here and increase your power here.
No, which of you will go with me?
How can you throw away your wealth so quickly?
How can I not? I have everything to gain and nothing to lose. Father, I know it's your will that I would take the responsibility of the Magi from you and place them on my shoulders, but I can only be prepared for that responsibility if I do this first. I'm convinced it will bring my life new meaning.
The sign in the heavens may lead to a king, or it may only be a shadow. After a long, long search, you may be left with nothing but emptiness and more darkness.
Are you suggesting that I don't go?
Better to follow a shadow of hope than to sit in your tent and do nothing. Be true to yourself, my son. Follow your star.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hassan! Go and prepare my things.
Yes, Master.
Cadrus, Excellency, Sir.
Matthias, I know that when you address me as Excellency, you plan to be critical of a decision I've made.
You know me well, sir.
You disagree with my decision to let him go on this quest.
Well, it's just that
he will still have some inheritance when or if he returns.
But this journey could be dangerous and most definitely exhausting.
He's searching for a king who has the power to restore the dead to life.
Perhaps through all this, he is trying to restore life to his wife and children.
Sir, my master, your only son, who I am happy to serve, has not taken the time to tell me where he's going.
You will serve my son faithfully.
You expect me to go with him?
He will never leave your side, no matter the hardships or the temptations.
Sir, I am a slave, and I must obey. But I would much rather stay here.
Return my son safely, and you are a freed young man.
A freed man? Yes, sir. You have my solemn vow.
Send me reports as you are able.
Yes, sir.
God be with you both.
I certainly hope so, sir. It is my fondest hope to see you again very, very soon.
Hassan, I'm ready. Are those your best walking sandals?
They are my only walking sandals, Master.
Ah, yes, of course they are. Let us set out.
One question, Master. Where are we going?
Oh, Israel.
Israel? Oh, Master?
Yes, Hassan.
How far is that?
I'm estimating 1,500
miles. 1,500
miles?
Please.